Senior Story, Love is Kind, Chapter 5, Just a Bunch of Big Fat Lies. It took every bit of willpower Metty could muster to keep up her act. She hated doing dishes, but her secret plan that she had devised required it. So Metty did her best to chit-chat while she carefully observed the placement of everything in the kitchen. After what seemed like hours, the last bowl was washed. She lifted the basin of dirty water out of the sink and opened the back door to toss it out. Metty looked carefully at the surroundings before coming back in. The kitchen lamp was put out and the doors locked. The girls went to their rooms for baths, then crowded into the study for evening devotions. Metty loathed this part of the day. To sit around and listen to Mama Addie babble on about God and love and kindness when they were surrounded by poverty, sickness, and homelessness made her want to bolt through the door and return to the streets. It was just a bunch of big fat lies. If it weren't for the meals she was served every day, she would have been long gone. Finally, the devotion was almost over. "And Lord," prayed Addie, "let us never think lightly of the riches of your kindness. We all know that it is the kindness of God that leads us to admit the wrong we have done, so we can become your children, your much loved children. Amen." Addie tucked each precious child into bed every night with a kiss and a reminder that nothing can ever separate them from the love of God. When she came to Metty, who always pretended to be asleep, she noticed tear stains on the pillowcase. Much loved. Much loved. Metty could not put the words out of her mind. She vaguely remembered them being spoken before, somewhere far away, or perhaps in a fairy tale, or maybe by some street preacher she had passed during her wanderings. But the way Mama Addie said them tonight stirred something inside her that she had not felt for a long time, and it frightened her. Mama Addie tucked her in and kissed her cheek.